This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. It is 9:09 a.m. on my Bicardo Jewelers watch. And this is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It is a beautiful Friday, November 7, year of our Lord 2025. And we are broadcasting today from the United States of America. I can prove it because there are patriots who are still with us. It's also the place where the brave, like the veterans we've lost, but salute today thanks to John Basiliga and his great company, Basiliga Hospitality. Like Harry Russ, 40 Fort, Raymond Samolis, Mountaintop, Robert McCandrew, Archbald, Frank Ingiamo, East Mountain section of Scranton, Angelo Tallarico, Moscow, and William DeReamer, Kingston. The United States of America, founded with a certain knowledge and understanding by our incredible, amazing, irreplaceable founding fathers, that government is not, shall not be, cannot be our parent, our guide, our salvation, our direction. Not any of these things, no matter what idiot Mondami says. But the government is nothing more than a necessary evil we require to organize and protect society. Beyond that, the power will be abused. And we know it. United States of America, the country where, for the first time in human history, freedom was declared to be an unalienable right granted to each individual by God. It was not something that could be parceled out to groups. It was not something that could be controlled by government and government officials. Because our great American Constitution ensures and codifies freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of association, economic freedom, and yes, freedom of the press, no matter how they lie, no matter who they root for. We know better. Now, armed with these freedoms, and only because they had them uniquely in history, a ragtag bunch of immigrants, rejects, and progeny from all over the world created the richest, most powerful, most culturally diverse and accepting nation ever to grace our planet Earth. America, the only place specifically invented and designed so that every American can live their life in the manner they choose. Unlimited by their background, upbringing, race, color, or creed. Unhindered by the government or those who would use government to control others for their own comfort, benefit, or power. This Bob Cordaro Show, well, it'll always be convincingly conservative, lovingly logical, proudly and passionately patriotic, and reliably right. And so, because of our commitment to common sense, and with that essential preamble dispensed with, we gavel to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising a sanctuary of sanity for all to bathe in, to luxuriate in, to enjoy, to revel in for the balance of this morning. I can't do any more than that. Well, you heard the montage. I mean, this is crazy. We've gotten to crazy town with the Democrat Party. I'm astonished by it. And we have some local acolytes like, we'll discuss it maybe next hour, but the boy king, Billy Gaughan, Lackawanna County Commissioner. These people are insane. He calls illegal alien who was picked up in Dunmore, he calls it disgusting, and that he will not allow this to happen in his county. Oh, my God. This is beyond my comprehension. We're going to play the clip because I think most of you couldn't believe anyone would be that arrogant. But he is, and he is, and it's all the time. I thought it was a one-off here or there, you know, it is in the first year, and now I get it. That's who he is. Give somebody like that a little power, and they become insane. And that was what the mayor of Dunmore said as well. Disgusting, and we can't have this. We're better than this. What? Oh, we're better than enforcing the law. Yeah, we're better than that. Yeah? Or do you mean worse than that? We don't give a spit what the law is. We're going to do what we want, what feels good. See, that's the thing about people who vote Dummycrat. It's a childish, emotional vote. There's no basis. Look at Virginia. Look at New Jersey. We've talked about those candidates, and they're completely disqualified for previous positions and statements, and yet they got voted in. It's nuts. Mayor Scranton, if he wins, basically 2-1. The streets aren't paved. There's no accounting for the $67 or $69 million we were handed by the federal government. The streets should be paved with gold. They're not even paved. But before you pave the streets, let's spend $30 million on stop signs and bike lanes. And she wins. After she's publicly declared, now she lied about it, obviously, because she's a liar. She publicly declared that she didn't want to be mayor. She wants to be a congressperson. And they voted for her anyway. Oh, by the way, I had a chuckle this morning. I come in, and I hope that you guys are aware that I really enjoy Nancy and Jason. I don't disagree with. Well, I mean, Nancy wears the pants in the morning. I mean, that's what it is. But I don't agree with Nancy on anything. And Nancy says, "Well, I heard a little birdie told me you called us idiots yesterday." I said, "Geez, I don't know. I don't know if that sounds like me. I would have said idiocy, but maybe I did. I might have, you know." And that's the conversations we have. Oh, Lord. Somebody texted in, and I heard about this. This in Bangor, Maine, and Maine's a bit of a goofy state, but they've been too isolated for too long. But Bangor, Maine just selected to city council a woman who was convicted of manslaughter and served 10 years in prison. She says she doesn't live in the past and the people voted for her. Now, I'm not the right guy to throw this by. I don't think that's disqualifying at all. I mean, You know, I used to say in prison, you'd be in, you know, just for example, in Allenwood. And I said there were probably, with the prisoners in there, 500, maybe 600 bodies that they were responsible for. And I said, but, you know, on the other hand, maybe they got it out of their system. I don't know. But crazy voting. Hey, Brian Hughes tells me the organizers of the Wyoming Valley Veterans Parade are asking and looking for veterans to take part in Sunday afternoon's parade. Now, remember, next Tuesday, am I correct on that? Next Tuesday is Veterans Day. So Sunday is the Wyoming Valley Veterans Parade, and the military will not be able to attend the parade this year due to the federal government shutdown. You can't come. So they need veterans interested in marching in this year's parade. You meet at the corner of Wright Avenue and Market Street in Kingston at 1:15 p.m. It's a great parade. It really is. I'll tell you what, if you veterans jump in and fill in for our active military who cannot be there, I think that would be the greatest thing. You basically pick up for your brethren who cannot be there. And the parade's set to kick off in Kingston 2 p.m. Sunday afternoon. I hope anyone who's a veteran can go. I really do. And thank you to Brian Hughes for bringing this to my attention. Hey, we've got to take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. We're going to do that. And then we'll come back. We've got a little history, a little music. And then you at 570-883-0098 to call or to text.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's the Drifters. Murph tells us the Drifters had the number one hit this date, 1960. Save the Last Dance for Me. That's a nice song, isn't it? And 1916 was the year, this date, that Republican Jeanette Rankin of Montana became the first woman elected to Congress. And had women stayed Republican, we'd be much better off. Much, much better off. Yeah. Hey, Bulldog, I'm looking at this music list, and it is tremendous today. And maybe you guys could help. Do we finish with Toby Keith? How Do You Like Me Now? Which is a pretty good song. And I love Toby Keith. Or do we finish with Elvis Presley's My Way? That's a conundrum. And the Bulldog will not help me solve these issues whatsoever. He's very defiant, as all Bulldogs are. And so he's offered no advice. Or do you now offer advice, Bulldog? Yes? No? What do you say?
Advice, let's see. Yeah, Toby Keith, that's a good song.
Okay.
I like that one.
Well, but
I also like
Elvis
My Way.
Presley,
yeah,
My Way.
That's a good, that's the...
The only thing is I can't talk over it, so I have to finish the show early.
That's true.
All right, we'll get the phones, and then we'll deal with... All right, so Bulldog gave input, which is we're making progress here. Usually he's just a problem from the moment my show starts to the end of the show, but maybe he's gonna work with me today. We'll see. Otherwise, it's just a battle. Hey, this situation with Mamdani, it's gonna take a lot of conversation. My friend Mark Mayer, I didn't get to listen to it. And I got to tell you, I'm reluctant to listen to it, but I have to. The second half of his acceptance speech and some statements that he's made, he's an angry little twerp. He's a hateful little twerp. That smile is so fake, it's ridiculous. Now, I was having this conversation yesterday. Oh, by the way, I got to stop at Bacardo's yesterday. To just a visit, and man, I love that store. I'm telling you, I can't brag enough about it. And by the way, thank you to you listeners, because a number of you have gone in there and said, listen, I listened to Bob Cordaro, and I heard you on the thing, and I had to stop in. And they stopped in and bought some things. So thank you for that. Please mention it, because I don't survive otherwise. You know, somebody says definitely Toby Keith instead of My Way by Elvis. I mean, we'll play Toby Keith anyway. Just so you know, we will play Toby Keith. Maybe even, maybe even like right before it. But try to hang with me on this. But again, I'm leaning My Way. But Toby Keith will be played. His song will be played. That's a guarantee, I promise you. All right, well, what do we have? I don't know who it is on the phone here, Bulldog, because there's something going on, but Joe from Berwick on the Republicans losing in the recent elections. Yeah. Joe, how are you?
Well, thanks, Bob. It is about that. I just want to give a little plug here, if you don't mind. I was having an interesting conversation with your call screener. He was asking what I was doing today, and I said, no.
I have never had an interesting conversation with the Bulldog ever.
Well,
you topped me.
Yeah. Okay. So anyway, about the whole Republican thing, I didn't do this to be talking about another host on a show, but I was listening to all the shows after the election, and I sensed some frustration with another host, and they said, well, it's, the Republicans, do they understand why they lost their messaging? And I agree with that for a different reason. Here's what we look at, Bob. When I try to explain to my wife, who's very sensible, about the shutdown and why it happened, right? And I explained to her, I said, you connect the dots. I said, the last time the Republicans passed, I mean, the Democrats voted to fund the government. You had AOC, Bernie Sanders out there publicly excoriating their party for going along, and Chuck Schumer for saying, well, it wouldn't be responsible. We have to fund the government. And them threatening publicly again, you know, to possibly challenge him in the primary. I said, you see what happened, and I said, this is why it's happening. But on the Republican side, what I find with them is they never seem to read the room, Bob, because Democrats, as you know, they never stop running. They're always running for office. They're always one step ahead. They never stop campaigning, in other words. Republicans go about trying to find solutions, especially now under Trump's leadership. They're more about that than ever. But when you have painful things like this shutdown happening, every time I listen to the news, I always hear this, Bob. Oh, the Congress failed to reach a resolution again to fund the government. No, they didn't. Congress did not fail. Democrats simply refused to vote for it. That's the real story, but you'll never hear that. And regardless of what the issues are, it seems to me, I understand why it happens, but Republican leadership is never thinking that way. And another great example, Bob, Republicans are not in control of our state right now, right? And that's kind of a reason why we have our own shutdown. Yep. And yet, I don't see when Republicans, especially for House of Representatives, where they're currently not in the majority, they kind of allow these people, when they run in their districts, to hang out there on their own. They don't seem to have any singular message to take to the voters, so that if you're voting Republican or Democrat in the next election, it's clearly laid out what you're voting for.
I'm going to give you an example of why it's not just it is because of media control by the left that they get away with lying. But now we had our fool governor come into Scranton. And by the way, it's the only time we're getting news that's actually news. And they put it in the in the Citizen's Voice. And he's saying it's a shame. It's shameful that the food banks and the SNAP program's not being funded. He's lying because he knows it's his own party doing it. It's insane. They're so brazen with their lying. Trump exaggerates constantly. The Democrats, however, just repeatedly lie and lie and lie. It is all they have, sadly. But there's Shapiro. Oh, it's shameful. It's shameful of who? The people who don't vote to open the government? Who vote against it over and over and over again? Who even vote against paying the military? Paying necessary workers? I mean, these people are crazy. But that is the point. And what the Democrats are doing, Joe, the Democrats' plan, and it worked in Trump 1, because as long their goal is to create chaos and blame it on Trump and hope that the people in the middle will say, oh, I can't take this anymore. This is all they're doing. Create chaos, and we think we could get a majority of the people to blame the Republicans. And that's their game. All right, man, we got to go. It's overtime. Let's hear from our great sponsors. Then we're going to do a veterans tribute. And we got much more after that. It's the Bob Cadaro Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We can't have a veterans tribute without mentioning that we lost David Wenzel. The paper's a day late with the story, but the story needs to be written. He was great. Former Scranton mayor Dave Wenzel, triple amputee from Vietnam. And all of this brought to you by our friend John Basiliga. Basiliga Hospitality as we head into the weekend. That's the company we got to remember. Three bar restaurants. The Old Brook Inn, 307 Springbrook Township. After being there on last Sunday, I'm going to be thinking about it till the next time I'm there. It was that good. The great Far Street Tavern, reimagined neighborhood bar in the Trips Park section of West Scranton. And the Queen City Tavern, right on the main drag. Fabulous. In Oliphant. Fine dining, yeah. The Terra 519, modern take, and you won't find anything nicer anywhere. Then you go down to Wilkes-Barre, Stegmeyer Mansion. Incredible food, incredible bar, and it's like you're back at the turn of the 19th century at the Stegmeyer Mansion. Sergey's the Nightclub. It was hopping last night. It's going to be great again tonight and Saturday night. Amazing. And then there's a little event at the Scranton Art House. So if you're not going to see a movie, you could see the unveiling of the new mural right near the Scranton Art House on Lackawanna Avenue, downtown. We've got a number of veterans, and sometimes the obituaries are short. So we put them together because there's not as much information as we would love to have. Harry Russ, we lost him October 2nd. He was 94. He was from 44 and passed away peacefully at his home. Raymond Samolis, Mountaintop. He was 99 when we lost him October 23rd. Born in Wilkes-Barre, he served us in the U.S. Army, and prior to retirement, worked as a mechanic. He was a member of the American Legion Post 781 for 79 years. Surviving are some family members, including a nephew, Raymond Samolis. Robert McAndrew of Archbald, We lost him October 20th at the age of 81. He was surrounded by his family. His beloved wife of 61 years is the former Mary Margaret Noon. He was buried out of St. Thomas Aquinas Church in Archbold. Robert McAndrew. Frank Ingiamo. He died October 28th this year. He was 82, a resident of the East Mountain section of Scranton. His wife of 58 years is Margie Sijowski Ingiamo. Frank was born in Scranton. He's survived by three beloved children. Frank Ingiamo, our great veterans this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from our friend meteorologist Joe Snedeker. Wait, I got an issue here. Give me a moment. Oh, here it is. This stupid computer here, and it just did it to me. If you don't hit the mouse, what is it, every 10 minutes, Bulldog, or 5 minutes, or some nonsense, it just shuts off on you. So now I'm temporarily cut off from your emails, but we'll get there. Joe Snedeker tells us today, partly sunny, chance of late day showers, but 55 degrees, 45 outside the studio right now. Tonight it'll go down to 48, cloudy with showers. Saturday, tomorrow, partly sunny, 55. Sunday, cloudy with chance of late day showers, but 57 degrees. Not bad, not bad. So I told you I was at Bacardi's yesterday, number one, love the guys. I've been dealing with them since 1987. I knew them even before that. I had my first radio station I put on the air, WWAX AM 715. They sponsored the football games. And we've been known each other, worked with each other ever since. And Alex Bacardo's with us. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good. And when you hear your theme song, does anybody really know what time it is? You have a theme song, Alex.
That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. So tell me, what's exciting at Bacardo's? Let us know.
Well, as you guys know, it's already into November, and we're gearing up for our Christmas season. And, you know, a lot of people this year might be on budgets, or every year everyone's on a budget. So I brought in a few new lines, one line being Lafon, which is necklace, bracelets, earrings, anything you could think of starting at around $100 and up. But what I really just brought in, which I love, I wanted to bring in a jewelry's line, like for children, for babies.
How about that?
Few months old to a couple of years old. Earrings, sterling silver, 14 karat gold, bracelets, rings, everything for children. Huh. You know, it's very hard to find a good children's line. All the earrings are screw-backed. It's a really pretty line, and I want to bring people in and show them, you know, what they have for their kids now.
How neat is that? Oh, boy.
It is. We're more than just a watch store. We take pride in everything that we sell, and our jewelry's top of the line.
Well, you told me last time your grandfather, he was a bench man. He'd be on the bench working on jewelry and watches, and so you guys have been doing this for a couple of years, huh?
Yeah, and we're all bench guys here now.
Yeah.
That was my playground, sitting on his lap as he sized rings or made something. It was very cool.
Amazing. And at the new store, the new store, you've been in there, what, about 20-some, 30 years even?
The new store, we've been here around 18 years.
Okay.
17 years. And we know that because right beforehand, my grandfather passed, so he never got to come into the new building.
And totally
remodeled.
But if
you come in, you'll see him everywhere. We have his pictures hanging everywhere.
But totally remodeled since then. So it's all new.
Completely. Even after we opened this, we about 2 years ago, we fully gutted and remodeled. And it's very welcoming and warm. Couches and all built-in displays. It's very modern, up-to-date. But it gives you a family, warm experience. Come in and sit down. We could have a cup of coffee, as you know.
Yep.
We could just talk and laugh. We're not pushy. We want you to see our store. We offer stuff that nobody else does. And it's hard to put that out there, but it's true.
You got to stop
babies,
in. I'm telling
you. Have to stop in and
I'm
just
happy
see
you
it.
Mentioned that. It's comfortable. It's comfortable to go in there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm normally. I've been to a lot of stores.
You go in and you feel a little awkward. Our store is not like that. A lot of people think because we're a little higher end, it's not like that. I have things for everybody here, and I always stress on that. And that's why I say come in. Even for adults, I carry an Inox brand. Really cool bracelets, chains. These are from $70 up. Nothing that's going to break the bank. Great warranties. And my biggest thing is I back up every single item that I sell. So if you ever have an issue, I'm here and we'll work it out.
And you'll do layaways. You'll do all of that, right?
Absolutely. Layaways, payments, whatever is easier for you and your family, we will do.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for checking in. We got to do this every week. I love talking to you. I really do.
I enjoy calling in. My mind goes a lot, though. Well, it's the season.
All right, man. Bacardo's Jewelers. It's Alex Bacardo. You have a great weekend, my man. Appreciate it.
You too. All right. Bye-bye.
We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, the eponymous show. We will roll on. Gotta love that, man. Murph tells us this date, 1960, the great Ray Charles. He moved from number 10 to number 4 with that great song, Georgia on My Mind. And, of course, before that, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, elected one time too many, 1944. He was dying. He defeated, though, Republican Thomas E. Dewey, who famously lost to Harry Truman the next election. Fascinating. All right, let's go to Max from Dixon City. Max, thanks for your patience. How are you, man?
Good. I'm on the turnpike here. Hopefully my call holds up. I'm going through the mountains. But what I want to say is this. People don't realize how important local elections are.
Mm-hmm.
What we saw was an absolute disgrace. We saw Larry Krasner in Philadelphia get reelected by a 4-1 or 3-1 margin, I believe.
That's insane.
It's the crime, and I'll attest to this. You have two factions. You have maybe 10% of the city that's all latte and high-end, rich, white liberal little towns. And then you have absolute horrendous ghettos that are crime-ridden and, poor people riding the service lines getting absolutely abused, murked in the subways, attacked just because they look a certain way. It's disgusting, and there's no law and order. And he took an oath on the Constitution, and he's not upholding it. He should be removed, okay? Every leader, Mamdani included, every leader that's supposed to take, and we talked about this, an oath, they have to be removed because they're not upholding it.
Well, Trump said if he impedes if Mamdani impedes ICE or any federal law enforcement efforts, he will be arrested. That's the answer.
And that's all well and good. Yeah. But when you take an oath to the Constitution, his policies do not attain that. Okay, so
correct.
Why don't act on what you can do for the Treasonous Act? When John Adams put in the Treason Acts or the Alien and Sedition Acts, everyone was on it.
Yeah, we lost them there.
Freedom. I think we need to go there.
Yeah, we're losing you, Max, at the moment. But thank you. Keep checking.
Thank you.
It's something that's got to be watched, no doubt about it. Hey, Tony from Troop, how are you, Mayor?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Great, great.
I just wanted to voice my opposition to those who are against ICE. As the mayor-elect, I can tell you I'll take a firm stand on that. The law is the law. He was an illegal alien. You can call him undocumented, whatever you want to call him. He is illegal. And the ICE agents are following a directive. That's their job.
And Tony, you know what I was saying, Mayor? I said, I feel sorry for the guy, but that doesn't matter. This is not childish emotions. This is a guy breaking the law and then failing on top of that to go to his immigration hearing. So I don't even know what choice the country has. You have to enforce the law.
I understood it was 6 years that he had.
Illegally, is that correct? About 6 years he was here illegally, yes.
So where was his compassion and his responsibility to his daughter?
Yep.
So, I mean, yeah, I feel sorry for what happened, but it's the way it is. So, and how are you going to clean things up? You have to follow the law. You have to start there.
Amen. I don't even get it. We're going to play a clip of this goofball, Gaughan, and I'm like, I don't get it. Again, like a lot of things that the left-wing lunatics do, I don't understand. There's not even a basis or any bit of logic or sense in anything they do. It's like dealing with 3- and 4-year-olds, the Democrat Party platform. It's insane.
They fear stepping away from their base. So you don't have an honest opinion. Yeah. It's what the base dictates.
Oh, no, let me say this. I've watched this clown Gaughan. I think he believes this insanity. I think he's that stupid. I truly do. You figure, oh, well, he's not that arrogant. You know, when he'd come off in a meeting, and maybe it didn't get reported right, taken out of context, but this is over and over and over again, and I've seen his speeches at the No Kings rally. The guy who's running the county on his own for 7 months, initiating legal actions without any authority, acting like a king, is No King's rally against Trump. They're nuts.
Like you said, it is insanity. There's no other way to put it.
Nuts. Well, I am happy that Troop will follow law and order and assist federal authorities, as federal authorities should assist local authorities if necessary.
Well, whatever control I have there, that's the direction I would take it in.
No, we appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Sure.
We'll look forward to having you in office.
I'm looking forward to it, too. Come January, I'll be stepping into that position.
Mayor Tony Amico, Troop PA. Love it.
Thank you.
We'll be back because I look at my Bicardo Jewelers watch. It tells me it's 10 o'clock and change. We got to go for the news.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.